Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your not even close to humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show today. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and I don't care. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Some pretty good ones, I must confess. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when you think of me as the comic book character Sad Sack. Okay. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Boy, that just sounds like my mother talking to me when I came in from school when I did something wrong. Humor that will force you to think, why was that funny? And why does this guy have a radio show? October 6th, you will get your answer. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. And we're actually going to be talking about the return of Christ in our second segment with Pastor Ray Bentley. Ooh. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? Because if you do, call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. We've devised a new concept. It's called sound effects, placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know. Then we tried to remove the tusks, but they were embedded in so firmly that we couldn't budge them. Of course, in Alabama, the Tuscaloosa. But that's entirely irrelevant to what I was talking about.
That was an excellent clip. A 10 plus on that. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy, taking your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers, still off in the distance. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's a very powerful and precise way to fight cancer. Proton therapy targets the cancer while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Scripps Proton Therapy Center is now open. Call 1-800-SCRIPPS or visit scripps.org/proton therapy.
Grieving the loss of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever do in life. Do you know someone who is hurting but you don't know what to do? Hi, my name is Marcella Johnson, and after I lost my son, I invented a therapeutic teddy bear called the Comfort Cub. It's been used in hospitals all across the United States, and now we're making them available to anyone in need. If you know someone who could use a special hug to help them heal, please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com or call 888-595-6671. Again, thecomfortcub, C-U-B.com or 888-595-6671.
The Comfort Cub has been such a blessing. As a hospital chaplain, I've given many Comfort Cubs to hurting families, and I've seen firsthand their healing touch.
Instead of sending flowers that fade, send a gift that can help to heal. Please visit our website at thecomfortcub.com today.
Hi, this is Bill Neal with a message for you if you're in ministry or if you're supporting a favorite ministry. Please join me on a 30-minute webinar during which I'll explain how our team here at Referrals for Ministry is generating thousands of dollars in new financial support for Christian missionaries, ministries, and charities around the world. There's no cost at all to the ministry or to you if you're a ministry supporter, and we do all the work. That's our ministry to you. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry and sign up for one of our 30-minute webinars. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. We're here to bless ministries. Go to kprz.com, click on the banner More Money for Ministry to learn how you or your favorite ministry can benefit. Every attendee is signed up to win a $100 donation to the ministry of their choice. So sign up today and get ready to be blessed.
Since 1899, Azusa Pacific University has prepared men and women for effective, practical ministry. Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a vibrant community that strengthens the intellectual foundation of faith, explores the eternal significance of the human experience, and shapes you at every level. Committed to the centrality of Jesus Christ and the authority of Scripture, Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a doctorate of ministry, as well as master's degrees in divinity, youth ministry, pastoral studies, theological studies, and transformational urban leadership. Earn a seminary degree that goes beyond information and toward transformation. Visit apu.edu/San Diego to learn how you can focus your degree on missional church leadership or spiritual formation. These programs are offered close to home at Azusa Pacific San Diego Center, centrally located on Mission Center Road in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego for more information or to apply. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you that are relatively important. I'll just give you a quickie on the weather. We won't do our typical sound. That's fine. Here it is. The weather, not too shabby. Not too shabby. The traffic, I thought it was kind of not that great this morning, but you know. All right, bottom line, if you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, you can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And for those that really think that Twitter is important and are not admitting that it's narcissistic, it's okay. We have one too. Just follow us at, let's see, the handle's at Spoon Experience. That's the handle. I still think it's narcissistic, but okay. I mean, it's a good form of communication, but somebody who's going, I'm now walking towards the aisle. I am now walking past the aisle, past the milk, and past the bread. You know, it's like, come on. That's narcissistic. All right, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway, who are going to be in the show 2 weeks or 3 weeks from Friday. I can never remember. My math is bad lately. I'm telling you, I can't. It's, you know, one plus one is who's over there? It's like I'm losing it. Let me remind you that any new roof construction, any old roof replacements, any repairs, anything that's got to do with anything that has to do with your dome, above your dome, that is, that they'll help you take care of it. Waterproofing decks, it doesn't matter. You call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com is the website. All their estimates are free. And if you want to do business with people who love the Lord and do what they do as unto the Lord, then call them. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Okay, let's start this one off. We have Pastor Ray Bentley coming on the show in just about 10 minutes or a little less than that. So I just want to make sure I get this segment in because I got to talk to you about my woes. I got to talk to you about my woes.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, I got a lot of woes going on. So I just want to make sure everybody understands where I'm coming from because sometimes I just share what I'm going through. I cannot tell you all the things I'm going through, but I will tell you this. Yesterday, I had two or three super positive things come into my life that were like really good news. Wow, that's really good. Between last night and this morning, I've had those very same things become a little more, what's the word I'm looking for? Stinky. Okay, that's the word I'm looking for. So it was kind of cool, and then it was kind of stinky, all right? So let me just go through this process. So this morning I come in, I'm talking to Ohio State Ron, and him and I are talking about different elements of faith and people that engage in faith. And he was making reference to the person in the gospel who said to Jesus, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Which is a great portion, which kind of talks about the struggle of Christians and people to believe. And yes, it applies to people who have been Christians for years and people who have been Christians for hours, that there are things that we go through and engage in our walk that you think, you know, I believe, but there's something that comes up and you're like, because I don't understand. And there's this frustration that can easily build in that process. I'm not sure if you are relating or not, but if you are breathing, you're listening, and you're a Christian, you're relating. And what I find myself doing is it's easy to praise when things are good. I mean, that is just a fact. When things are good, yay, God, I chose the right side. Kingdom, 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 you know? I mean, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's what you think. But when things turn sour, the question of our faith becomes an interesting element. Listen to this passage. I'll have RoboPaul write this down. Classic passage, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 39. Listen to this. This is the most, and actually you can put this in there as well. This is the most self-explanatory DDD ever. How about that? It's the most self-explanatory DDD ever. This is what it says. Why should any living mortal or any man offer any complaint in view of his sins? Okay. I'll say it again because I can't even comment to it. It's got more in it than I can ever say. Why should any living mortal or any man offer any complaint in view of his sins? See, here's how this thing works. I can be frustrated and bring it to the Lord and say, you know, help me through this. And that's a normal way to, or a proper way to handle some of that. You can have things that are going great and you're praising the Lord and you come across some bumps in your walk and you're like, okay, well, Lord, I don't like the bumps, but I kind of know you're going to help me through these bumps. So I'm going to praise you for the situation because you're going to make the situation work in my good, for my good. I'm going to use Romans 8:28. I'm going to use 2 Corinthians 2:14. I'm going to use all the passages that talk about eventual victory or certain victory through the grace of Jesus Christ. Yes, that's all proper. And when I do that, I am really happy. It's when I don't do that and I tell the Lord, look, this is your system and yesterday, called Tuesday, was just fine. But then you brought Wednesday. Let me tell you about Wednesday and how I feel about Wednesday. And so when you start telling the Lord what you think about how he does things and you start telling and communicating with him you're not happy with the system at large and how it's panning out, you're complaining. And the scripture says something really unique. Are you living? Are you a living mortal? Are you a man? Are you breathing? Are you offering a complaint in view of your own sins? You got something to complain about? I mean, in view of your sins, you should have been wiped out. It's like, oh, that's true. It's so humbling because it's like you just want to go, yeah, but. That's a famous Christian expression, by the way. There's two famous Christian expressions. One is fine. That's when people go to church and they see other people in church in the morning and the person just lost their dog and lost their car. Their leg is in stitches and they're playing country music too often. And then people say, how you doing? And they go, fine. Because that's one. And then the other one is, yeah, but. That's yeah, but put together. Yeah, but. Yep. Yeah, but. See, and what we do with the Lord is we go, yeah, but. And the Lord's like going, dude, you've sinned enough for me to wipe you off the planet. Why don't you just take a chill pill? And you're like, yeah, but. Yeah, but. And the problem here is you get frustrated. You get caught up in the moment. Now, I want to confess, you know, sometimes when I get frustrated, you guys don't know me as well as you. Well, you probably don't want to know me that well. But the bottom line is when I get frustrated, I'm not the guy that goes, I'm just going to be quiet now. I'm just going to relax and let everything be simple. I had something happen where somebody kind of did an evaluation on something that I did and it wasn't favorable. And I'm positive they were not expecting me to call them up and go, what kind of rubbish is that? You know, they were like, what? People don't call me and say that. It's like, too bad. I'm doing it. And it's like, I just get so frustrated sometimes that it just kind of comes out, pours out of my, you know, being. And I recognize that, first of all, I'm not walking in a simple faith that says God is in control and he's whatever is happening, he's not unaware of, he's got it handled. I'm also not walking with a thankful heart because I'm expecting certain things to be certain ways, and when they're not, all I'm seeing is disappointment. Now, I know I'm not the only Christian who goes through this process. where it's not the way you think it should be. It's not the way you feel it should be. Even like a corporation like Salem Communication, great corporation in many ways. In other ways, you're thinking, well, they could do this, they could do this. When they don't function in that way, it's like, come on, what's the matter with you people? Don't you have any breath in you? Don't you bleed? Aren't you human? It's like that kind of attitude. And that's all of us not going, all right, Lord, I'm going to trust you with all my heart. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. I'm just in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge you and just ask you to direct my paths. That's how we're supposed to be walking, because there's this concept in 1 Corinthians 13 about love that talks about love trusts. And I'm not sure that we're loving the Lord very much when we're not trusting him. And I think that's part of it. It's the lack of control, the lack of knowledge, the lack of understanding. Often it is our understanding that gets in the way. And it's understanding that it's not about our understanding. It's almost like this. We have to come to grip with the fact that we don't grip everything. And sometimes we do got to let it go and just entrust it into the hands of the Lord and say, you do this better than me. Let me know what you want. Here I am. Tell me what you need. It's hard to do that, but it's something we all need to be doing. So I'll just repeat the scripture one more time. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 39. Why should any living mortal, any man, offer any complaint in view of his sins? Nobody should, Lord, and we're very sorry. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, a very good friend of the show, we're very excited to have him on, Pastor Ray.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
The villagers had never seen a funeral like this. No mourners wailing, no dramatic displays of sorrow. Pastor Maher led the service with joy in the knowledge his father was now with Jesus. A message of hope, even celebration. A message never heard of in this region of the Middle East. Many funeral visitors were curious and stayed to talk. Pastor Maher spoke of the hope that only comes from knowing Christ. The gospel was shared. Seeds were planted. Perhaps a church could flourish here. Pastor Maher is hopeful. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and yes, even in the Middle East.
You can support the pastors of Whitefields. Your gift of $50 or more per month will sustain a new pastor. Visit whitefields.org today or call 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org.
No pastor should be a stranger.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, two things. One, the weather report is the weather is nice. That's what you got to know about the weather. And number two, if you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you're not sure what email is, they've invented dirt. So stay with that. On the phone with us, one of the very best in the city of San Diego, one of the more powerful and definitely committed to Israel type of pastors, Pastor Ray Bentley is on the phone with us. Pastor Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing great, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. Now, I know that you guys at Maranatha Chapel have a very, very cool event coming up, and I'd like you to kind of set it up for people, talking about the Feast of Trumpets and talking about the event you got going on at the church.
Yes, we've got a great event. It's tonight at 7 p.m., actually this afternoon at 4:30. If people can come by, we are having a free dinner for the first 1,200 visitors that would come. We're at 10752 Coastwood Road, off Rancho Bernardo Road there. And then at 7 p.m., we're going to have the Feast of Trumpets, which is the biblical name, and then the Jewish people call it Rosh Hashanah, which is their new year. But it's in the Bible, Leviticus 23, it's called the Feast of Trumpets. And so we've got Anthony Evans tonight, who's going to be singing. He's bringing a bunch of his backup singers, and we're going to talk about how this feast really points to and is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, and I believe it'll be fulfilled when the Lord comes for the church. So it's a dress rehearsal for the Lord coming and snatching the church up into heaven, and we'll talk about that. And then we've got, a thousand or so little plastic trumpets, so we're going to ask everybody, all the kids, to blow these horns and celebrate that Jesus is king and he's coming back and the kingdom is on its way. And then we're going to go outside and dance and sing and make a bunch of noise and have fun. It's a party.
Hey, are you guys supposed to be having so much fun as Christians?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, everything that I was taught was that you should be quiet, you should fold your hands, you should close your eyes, and just, you know, try to stay out of people's way. But then I read in the Bible, and God said, hey, you know, I've got seven parties that he called seven feasts, and they involve fun and food and people and meanings, and of course, all seven of them point to and are fulfilled in Jesus. When I read about him, it's like he wanted people to have a good time and experience kind of more of a party atmosphere. It's not just like going to school and just learning things intellectually, but it's experiencing them and falling in love with the Lord and worshiping him. So we're kind of experimenting, you know, and having a lot of fun while we're doing it.
Let me ask you this, Pastor Ray, because I know when we're talking about trumpets and people, I'm sure when people come tonight, they're going to get a chance to hear from you how this festival leads into another festival, which is Yom Kippur, which also leads into another festival. So, I mean, this is really the seventh month, and then there's three specific festivals that take place in this month. Let me ask you this question about that.
Yeah.
I'm not a genius, as you know, but I have fun portraying one. The bottom line is the second coming is accompanied by a trumpet. And so when you think of that, I mean, you know that from 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4 that there's going to be a trumpet sound. But then also in Scripture, like in Revelation, when there's a trumpet, it's not good news because there's kind of like this foreboding judgment that comes behind it. So on one end, you have this great, oh, man, you know, the Lord's coming. And then on this other hand, you have, uh-oh, this is trouble. How do people differentiate for that?
You know, actually, it's interesting, but the Feast of Trumpets, the whole month, the seventh month, which all three of these feasts, the last three feasts, which we biblically are the Feast of Trumpets, Feast of Atonement, and then the Feast of Tabernacles, is a time of warning, and it's a time of judgment. And what the Lord asks is that from the Feast of Trumpets until Yom Kippur, you've got 10 days, and the idea is to kind of repent, return to the Lord and seek him and get as close to him as you possibly can. And so, you know, if you go through the fall feasts and you're walking close to the Lord and you're humble and you're seeking him and honoring him and returning, you know, falling in love with him all over again, that's kind of what the fall feasts are really about, is just to return, face the Lord, fall in love with him, then God's going to bless you. And he wants to bless his children. Now, if any individual or nation takes that and dishonors him, turns away from him, ignores him, then it's a time of judgment, you know. So it kind of has both of those elements inside of them. So for a believer who's walking close to the Lord, man, the sound of a trumpet is, deliverance. It's exciting. But for the world or for those who are not walking with him, you know, or walking foolishly, carelessly in the world, compromised, divided their heart. It's a warning. The trumpet's a sound of warning. God's holiness is, you know, is among us, and he judges sin, and he forgives those who humble themselves before him. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, just like the Word of God.
You know, I think that's amazing, because that's true of the gospel in and of itself, that for some people the gospel is just foolishness, but for others it's life. And so, you know, you hear the gospel and it's like, some people are like, oh, that's ridiculous, oh, that's silly. And then there's other people that are like, oh my gosh, that's amazing, I need that. And that's that exactly. Dividing line, right?
It is. Yeah, it really is. And you know what's interesting, David? I mean, you know, since it's really kind of recently that the church, I would say since Israel became a nation in 1948 and then Jerusalem coming back to the Jewish people in 67, the church is kind of having a resurgence. We used to think of these holidays, the fall holidays, as Jewish holidays, because we hear the terms Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. But in reality, those are called the Feasts of the Lord. And Jesus fulfilled the first four from Passover to Pentecost in his first coming, but he's also going to be the fulfillment of from trumpets to tabernacles in the end. And I think the church has done a really good job of celebrating the first four feasts that were fulfilled in his first coming for 2,000 years. We've ignored or have been ignorant of the fall feasts, and those speak of the second coming. So, you know, there's more and more churches. I just talked to several today that are having Feast of Trumpets celebrations in their congregations, and it's almost like the church is kind of getting on the biblical calendar, and it's raising all kinds of Jewish heads going, what in the world are Christians doing celebrating the, you know, Rosh Hashanah? What's this all about? But I think it's good, because God wants this is an hour for Jews and Christians to come together, and the church getting onto God's calendar is going to wake a lot of people up, even in the world.
Yeah, now that's an excellent way to say that. And I think it's important for people to understand that when you're talking about the festival and the Feast of Trumpets, and then you're talking about the Atonement, and then you're talking about the Tabernacles, that in this first phase, in the trumpets, the Feast of Trumpets phase, there's a lot of soul searching and forgiveness sought and repentance, kind of a real thorough examination. In fact, there's a Hebrew term in there in Leviticus that some have actually interpreted trumpet blasts, like it blasts through, and then it's like whoa, it's like you're just like looking at yourself and saying, man, I need to make some changes, and that prepares you then for the Atonement is how I look at that.
Exactly. You know, this is it's a wake-up call, and blowing the trumpets was a way of, it's kind of a way of recognizing Jesus, you know, you're alive, you're risen, you're seated at the right hand of the Father, and you're King. You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We want to acknowledge that by making noise and praising the Lord. But it's also a time that once we realize that, wow, how have I been living this last year? You know, there's areas of my life that I need to kind of go through and be open. Like David said, search my heart and see if there be any wicked way in me, and to get cleansed for him. And then on Yom Kippur, we realize that Christ has already died on the cross. You know, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but we should remember that and be thankful for that. And I also, what we're going to do is we're going to, on the weekend of October 4th and 5th, right around Yom Kippur, we're going to use that day to pray for the Jewish people. There's lots of anti-Semitism going on around the world. Of course, lots of Christians being persecuted. So we're going to be praying for the persecuted church on that day as well. And, you know, the first Yom Kippur was a day of national salvation for Israel. So I think that's what Paul was referring to in Romans 11:26, when he said, you know, in the end, all Israel will be saved. You know, they shall look on him whom they have pierced. And it's going to be an exciting time.
All right, let me do this. You can hang out for a few more minutes, can't you? I mean, you don't mind hanging out? Okay, good. What I want to do is make sure everybody understands, first of all, to get engaged with the Feast of Trumpets, it's tonight. Now, at 4:30, there's going to be an opportunity for people to have meals, but it is a first-come, first-served basis. So if you're going to get involved, you kind of got to get to step in and get to going there. The church is located at 10752 Coastwood Road. If you need to call them, you don't want to bombard them with calls, but if you need to call them, 858-613-7000. 7800 is the phone number. And then the big event's really taking place 7 o'clock tonight, where the service will begin. We're going to take a break and then come back and talk more with Pastor Ray Bentley, Senior Pastor of Maranatha Chapel. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
LendUp.com offers better payday loans with lower rates. Apply online today at LendUp.com to get a decision instantly, and you can get your money in minutes. LendUp is licensed by the Department of Corporations pursuant to the California Deferred Deposit Transaction Law.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Losing someone you love and care deeply about can be very painful, releasing all kinds of difficult emotions, even blocking motions altogether. You may feel like life will never be the same. The Christian Counseling and Education Foundation wants to help you find hope that lasts when life falls apart. That's why they're extending a special invitation and discount to attend the CCEF 2014 National Conference on October 3rd through 5th at the Town & Country Resort & Hotel. Hear from safe, qualified, proven professionals committed to bringing loving, truthful, Christ-centered teaching just for you. The CCEF is committed to serve you and local congregations by restoring Christ to counseling. Tickets are just $225 per person. Use offer code KPRZ for a 10% discount. For tickets and information, visit CCEF.org. That's CCEF.org. Or call 1-800-318-2186. That's 1-800-318-2186. Loss touches every single life at one time or another. Don't give loss the last word.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. As usual, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, what are we doing? Nothing but nutty stuff. That's what we like to do. But on the phone with us, Pastor Ray Bentley, Senior Pastor of Maranatha Chapel, who are doing an event tonight. Now watch this. When I say tonight, it's 2:30. Some of this stuff starts in 2 hours. So this is an opportunity for people to get food. So many people, first come, first served. But I think it's the first, 1,000, 1,200 people are going to get a chance to get a meal. Then at 7 o'clock tonight at the church, they're having a massive service celebrating the Feast of Trumpets. And that's cool. So, Pastor Ray, I just want to say thank you for doing that. And I got some big questions I want to ask you regarding the holiday and how it connects. I think many Christians don't understand, and I'm just saying this just straight out, that there is a very, very deep connection between the church and Israel as the people of God. And I think that some people are thinking, oh, well, forget Israel. We're the church. Have they made a big error in ignoring or just not processing through in regards to Israel?
Yes. I mean, look, Israel is very important to God, and he made promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And those are, it's called the Abrahamic covenant, and it's forever lasting. You know, and the Hebrew word for that means everlasting. That's the best English word to describe it. And God is not finished with the Jewish people. And the prophet Ezekiel 2,500 years ago said, in the latter years and in the latter days, God will regather the Jewish people. Now, what's interesting, as Ezekiel chapters 36 and 37 describe, God kind of gives his plan of how he will do it. He says, I will first regather them physically, and then secondly, I will pour my spirit out upon them. And I think a lot of Christians are waiting for, well, hey, you know, I'll love and support Israel and the Jews when they all become messianic, believe in Jesus, you know, and the kingdom will come, and that's nice, but in reality, God said, no, I'm going to bring them back first physically, and they'll become a nation, and then they'll begin crying out. And I think he wants to use the church. You know, how do we provoke jealousy? Basically by befriending them, blessing them, and loving them. You know, God told Abraham, I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you. And I think for a lot of Christians, politics have got involved, and they're understanding what's right and wrong and trying to solve the 4,000-year-old, you know, question between Isaac and Ishmael. God's the only answer for that. Jesus is the answer for that. We are not given a choice to, you know, say, well, I'm pro-Israel and anti-Palestinian or pro-Palestinian and anti-Jewish. We got to be both. We got to love the Jewish people, bless the Jewish people, even, you know, if they're secular or they don't know the Lord. We have to love them, befriend them, and bless them. And then we're called to love and bless the sons and daughters of Ishmael. God wanted to bless them as well. And not only that, we got to go beyond that and bless even their enemies. So we got the biggest task of all. But God has brought the Jewish people back. And one of the things I think that is linking Christians and Jews together is a new, fresh understanding of the feasts of the Lord. That's the prophetic, God's prophetic calendar or biblical calendar. It's listed in Leviticus 23. He says, these are the feasts of the Lord. He doesn't even say they're the feasts of the Jews or the feasts of Israel, though they are, but they're the feasts of the Lord in the biggest, broadest sense of the term. So if the Lord is your Lord, then these feasts are for you. And all seven of the feasts, from Passover to Tabernacles, are pointing to and fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And like I said, you know, earlier, we, the church, have done really good, you know, from Passover to first fruits, he rose from the dead, and Pentecost. But we have ignored the three in the fall. And the three feasts in the fall, that's what the book of Revelation is all about. You know, trumpets, atonement, and the tabernacles, where God tabernacles with men. And those are about the second coming. We mistakenly think those are just Jewish holidays because we hear the Jewish names, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, but they have biblical names, and that's the Feast of Trumpets, Feast of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. So what we've started to do is, look, the first four were fulfilled from Passover to Pentecost, and I just felt compelled by the Lord, why don't you start doing the next feast to be fulfilled, which the fifth one happens to be the Feast of Trumpets. And, you know, in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1, he says, these seven feasts are holy convocations. Well, I looked up the word convocations, and the Hebrew word means rehearsals. So the seven feasts are actually dress rehearsals for the real thing. So what we're doing tonight is kind of a dress rehearsal for the rapture. That's how I see it, you know, potentially being fulfilled. And so we're going to, if you've never heard of this, this might sound like from outer space. It's like off the wall, crazy. Are you guys out of your minds? Just come, check it out. And, you know, I've got some notes. I'll be passing them out. I'll be passing out some flyers and pictures. And we're going to have fun. At the very least, you'll get a free meal. You get to make some noise and see a bunch of crazy, you know, Christians, like, what's all the fuss about? Come check it out. I think you'll have fun. And you might learn something, too.
Yeah. Now, so this is a good call out to the chosen frozen. Here's something that's funny about that process is that you guys are giving away, my understanding is you're going to have like 1,000 plastic horns there. Is that right?
Little miniature plastic shofars.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
They make noise. And it's family friendly. We're inviting families to come bring your kids. And here's what we told the kids. We want all the kids to be here in the sanctuary. Your job at the end of the service is to make as much noise as you can on that stupid little plastic horn. And the kids are like, yeah, you know, so they're going crazy. And so that's why we'll have to, afterwards, we're going to go outside. We're going to have singing, dancing, food, and make it a party. You know, at the very least, we're going to have fun.
Now, here's what I want people to know is after this event that you guys are doing on the Feast of Trumpets, then you're doing the Atonement event as well, right?
Yes. On the first weekend of October, October 4th and 5th, you know, on Saturday, I think, is the Yom Kippur. That's how the Jews call it. Biblically, it's called the Feast of Atonement. So that weekend, I've never done this before in the 30 years since I started Maranatha. I'm going to do a teaching on the weekend of Yom Kippur, and talk about the Feast of Atonement and how it's fulfilled in and through Jesus Christ. And I believe the biblical or the prophetic fulfillment of the Feast of Atonement is the Second Coming. So you might be saying, Feast of Atonement, okay, I've heard of that, probably, you know, Jesus on the cross. What does that have to do with the Second Coming? Come check it out, the weekend of October 4th and 5th, and I've got a teaching that I think will be very enlightening, very fun, thought-provoking, provocative, and challenging, and this is a picture, I think, of the Second Coming. It's going to be fun and exciting. We've never done it before.
You know, one of the things that I learned, Pastor Ray, that I believe the Lord taught me in the very beginning when I first became a Christian, because, you know, being born and raised Jewish, then you become a Christian, there's a lot to process between these two realms and to kind of integrate. And ironically, in regards to the Day of Atonement, it was more than in my understanding about how that the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies on that one day to deal with the sin of the nation and to handle that. And I'm not talking prophetically. I'm actually going backwards towards Adam. Right. And I just love this part where Adam, he sins and he runs away from God, how God institutes it into Israel as a nation is, no, on the day of sin, you don't run away from me, you run to me. And it's just
it's just a
thing to really get that Adam ran away, didn't get the method. God constitutes, towards me, not away from me, towards me. And I just always thought that was just so powerful that's the love he has. I mean, it's amazing.
That is powerful. It is amazing, and so many people are afraid of God. They believe in God, you know, they maybe know the gospel and believe in Jesus, but they kind of live in fear, and I think you're absolutely right. This is a remembrance of how we can face God, even with our sins and failings, and he's kind of waving us in like a good dad, saying, hey, I want to embrace you, love you, forgive you, bless you, you know, come here, you know, so.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very good.
Very good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure everybody gets this from you, Pastor Ray. You're giving away trumpets, right?
Yes, we're giving away little plastic trumpets. Now, you know, it's nothing you can play at band in school, but it's something you can definitely make noise and drive your parents crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look at how is that? That is the greatest thing, to go just for the trumpet. You gotta go. Are you kidding? It's a trumpet. It's a free trumpet. Where else can you get a free trumpet? I've never heard of anybody giving away free trumpets. That, in my 37 years of being a Christian, that's a first right there.
Giving
away
go.
Free trumpets. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, oh my goodness, while they last, folks, so you don't get to put a redeemer in there and get it 6 months from now. That's great. The Feast of Trumpets tonight, 7 p.m., that's when the service is, but at 4:30, they're going to be serving meals, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis. It's at Maranatha Chapel. You got to go to 10752 Coastwood Road. It's right there in San Diego, in the RB area in there. If you have any questions, call them 858-613-7800, and you're going to hear a message, inspiration from the church, but a message from Pastor Ray Bentley that will move you and help you understand there's a lot bigger things going on than you think. Pastor Ray, always a privilege to have you. Always an honor to have you on our show.
Likewise, you're doing a great job, and I think that your greatest gift is that you make people laugh. You make me laugh, and I think you make all San Diego laugh, and that's a great gift. That's the fruit of the Spirit right there, joy.
Well, thank you, brother. I really appreciate it. God bless you. Have a great time tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Pastor Ray Bentley from Maranatha Chapel, and they're having a major event tonight that you don't want to miss. It's the Feast of Trumpets, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be food. It's going to be free trumpets. Wow. You got to check it out. In the meantime, we're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Planning and preparation is biblical.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
The scriptures tell us that we are responsible for preparing, for educating ourselves, for doing the work, the proverbial planting the fields so that the harvest will come.
You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. 888-738-3184.
And that's the key part of this wise counsel and in getting a house in order. But I also know the Lord provides for those who prepare.
Call for your no obligation appointment today. Call 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Offices in Mission Valley, Del Mar, and Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Trinity Christian School, offering classes K through 8 and preschool, was established in 1969. Our small class sizes and beautiful hilltop campus, centrally located in the La Mesa Spring Valley area, draws families from all over the county. Our goal at Trinity Christian School is for every student to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, critical thinker, effective communicator, and a person of strong Christ-like character. Trinity offers an affordable, biblically based challenging curriculum and is fully accredited with the WASC and ACSI. Before and after school care and classes like music, sports, drama, and language. Trinity Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade and preschool. To set up a visit, please call 619-462-6440 or visit trinitycs.org. That's 619-462-6440.
Since 2008, Maranatha has been celebrating the Feast of Trumpets, as well as learning about the other biblical feasts from Leviticus chapter 23 that all point to the Lord Jesus Christ. But why? Why do we choose to celebrate this Jewish holiday? I believe this specific holiday has some very significant applications and insight into God's eternal plan. The Lord is harvesting believers and patiently beckoning those who will follow Him until the fall feasts come. These fall feasts are to be fulfilled in the second coming of Jesus. And the first of these is the Feast of Trumpets. And this represents, I believe, the rapture of the church. While the Feast of Atonement represents the second coming, and the Feast of Tabernacles represents the kingdom age of the Lord, we want to celebrate as a church the Feast of Trumpets. Jesus himself said, "Behold, I am coming quickly." And we look forward to that day and welcome the return of our Lord.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
On Saturday, October 11th, bring your family and friends down to stay late or sleep out at Liberty Station. It's the 8th annual Sleepless San Diego, a fun, family-friendly benefit to help the homeless at San Diego Rescue Mission. Enjoy live entertainment, activities, and educational videos. Register right now at sleeplesssandiego.org. That's sleeplesssandiego.org. Sleepless San Diego is brought to you by San Diego Rescue Mission and presented in part by the Suquam Band of the Kumeyaay Nation and Bumblebee Seafoods.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8, or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I thought love was
all. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. What a great job Pastor Ray did. He always does a great job. It's great to have him on. I really enjoy it. We're going to have him on just before the Feast for the Atonement. I think that'll be really good as well. I want to point out to everybody, this segment's brought to you by Genesis Recovery and our good friends Tommy Hawthorne and their crew, who are working hard to help people who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. They've got these guys together. These guys are at the edge. I mean at the edge. And if you have never been to the edge, praise the Lord. But if you have been to the edge and have come back, then you know right where these people are. Lives that are lost, lives that are broken, lives that need sobriety and redemption. And so we support Genesis Recovery San Diego. We'd ask you to keep them in prayer. That's a big part of it. Go to their website, GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Check them out. Kind of get a feel for them. You're also welcome to call them, talk to them. You should even visit. I mean, once you go to where they're at and what they're doing, you'll be like going, whoa. 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. We just really encourage that. We just think it's a great element. I've only got about 2 or 3 minutes. I'd like to do kind of a follow-up just a little bit because Pastor Ray was talking about Leviticus. So I have a DDD, ironically, how bizarre is this, from Leviticus. Woo! That's spooky. Not spooky. That's called spirit stuff. Leviticus, I don't know if they call it spirit stuff because that sounds like an Oreo cookie, but, you know, spirit stuff. Leviticus 26, 40 through 42. Hey, I'm doing the best I can. Here's what it says. If they confess their iniquity and the iniquities of their forefathers in their unfaithfulness, which they committed against me, and also in their acting with hostility against me, if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their forefathers and in their unfaithfulness, which they committed against me, and also in their acting with hostility against me, or if their uncircumcised heart becomes humbled so that they can make amends for iniquity, I will remember my covenant. Here's the key to that portion. If we confess and if we become humble, God has a tendency, it's kind of a humorous way to say this, God has a tendency to remember his covenant. He's never going to forget his covenant. But if you would like to see the manifestation of that covenant a little more, let's say, a little more quickly, it wouldn't be bad on our part to follow what Moses gave the children of Israel to do. Confess and become humble. If you do something wrong, own it. Don't deny it. The worst thing you can do is when the Lord comes in the garden and you're sitting there naked and you're like, I didn't do it. And it's like, wrong play, wrong answer. We need to confess, and we need to be humble about it. I did it. I was wrong. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. It just happens that when you and I take on that disposition, when you, like I told you, I called somebody up and I yelled at them. I did. It was so bad. Then I sent them an email 10 minutes later apologizing, asking for their forgiveness, because that's wrong. What if that person was having a bad day? Probably wasn't looking for me to give them a lashing with the tongue. The point is, it was wrong. I confessed it before the Lord. I humbled myself. I asked for forgiveness. You got to do it right away. If you do something wrong, own it. Own it. You know, we used to have a saying in our house. Can I tell you what this is? A terrible saying, but you know what we used to say? Have you ever heard of humble pie?
Oh, yes.
We used to say, own it and eat it. So own it and eat the humble pie. Just own it and eat it. Get it over with. Because it's so much easier to go, yes, I did that, I'm sorry, than to go, let me give you the reasons for the justification of my actions.
I'm sorry, but there's a reason behind it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, here. This is the thing. When David made that mistake and Nathan said, thou art the man, I just love that. The King James, it does say it better. Come on, it's much more dramatic. Because when it says it in the NIV, he goes, you are the man. How does this sound? You are the man, or thou art the man. Oh my gosh, that sounds so good. It's like, ooh. And David went, yep, you're right. I did it. I made a mistake. I confess. I acknowledge it. I did it. I commit myself unto the Lord. I ask for redemption and forgiveness. It's almost like if you confess it and you just get humble about it, if you own it, if you eat it, if you just acknowledge it and move on, there's a lot more life that comes your way a lot faster than if you try to defend it. Justifying our sin, just so we can all know this together, doesn't work. I know you want it to. I want it to. But that's the sinful me. The new man goes, no, no. Own it, eat it, move on. All right, folks, we're going to take our break here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.